The final Pelham Town Council meeting of 2024 was a short gathering, but one that saw Deputy Mayor John Wink criticize the town's Committee of Adjustment, COA. Just after Ward 1 Councillor Wayne Olson applauded the work of the committee, Wink rebuked it for a minor variance of a council decision regarding parking minimums for a new Pelham Street apartment development just north of Highway 20. "I'm going to take a contrary view of the comments Councillor Olson made," Wink said. "Long story short, there are, now, 4 visitor parking spots for a 4-story building. So the COA has overridden council's decision on this building." Council had previously granted a request by the developer to reduce parking at 1522 Pelham from the widely standard 1.25 parking spots per unit to 1.2. However, at November's COA meeting, the group reduced that to 1.14 per unit, or 31 parking spots total for both residents and their visitors. "Parking is becoming non-existent," Wink added, citing concerns it will lead to overflow on nearby residential streets. Director of Community Planning and Development Pam Dusseling, who assumed the job over the summer, said she was unaware of the history. "I think this council will see in the next year some improvements in opportunities in terms of parking policies and provisions," Dusseling said. Wink summarized by saying more communication is needed between council and committees. Notices of motion. Olson brought forward notice of motion for staff to look at installing painted crosswalks to honor Canada's war veterans. Olson hopes that at least one of the crosswalks, which would feature the wording, "Lest we forget," could be ready by May 5, the 80th anniversary of Liberation Day in the Netherlands, when German forces surrendered to the 1st Canadian Army. Meanwhile, Mayor Marvin Junkin moved a motion to allow pre-recorded performances of the national anthem by local singers before each council meeting. Junkin said this would showcase area talent. A recorded YouTube version of the anthem is usually played now. More council news via the Town of Pelham. Transfer of a parcel of town-owned land to the Bruce Trail Conservancy. Council, after an in-camera meeting that included consideration of a proposed or pending acquisition or disposition of land by the municipality or local board, in Ward 1, made the announcement of the transfer of a parcel of town-owned land near Oil Street and Effingham Street to the Bruce Trail Conservancy. The transfer ensures the preservation of a section of the Natural Heritage Trail within the community of Pelham and protects it for the enjoyment of present and future generations. The town of Pelham is proud to contribute to the legacy of the Bruce Trail. Annual holiday cards. Council received a presentation from the manager of Public Works that included the artwork from area students that was selected for the 2024 holiday card. The 9 designs selected for the card were described and showcased in the presentation. A special thank you was given to all students and teachers who submitted artwork for the annual tradition. All the submitted artwork is currently on display at the Meridian Community Center, www.pelham.ca/Christmas. Niagara Road 12 Engineered Landfill Site Update. Council received a report regarding the Niagara Road 12 Engineered Landfill Site from Councillor Hildebrandt. The site serves as a critical regional waste management facility and runs a diversion for reuse program. The diversion for reuse annually diverts 40 to 50 tons of materials from the landfill. Pelham Seniors Advisory Committee, PSAC, 2024. Council received a report from PSAC from Councillor Nisnik. The committee, which meets monthly, has established goals of the committee to include increasing communication with Pelham area seniors, advocating on behalf of seniors, developing networks in the community and developing senior-based research. Learn more about programs for seniors in Pelham at www.pelham.ca/55. Cemeteries bylaw revisions required for registrar approval. Council received report #2024-0289 Cemeteries bylaw revisions required for registrar approval and approved the revised bylaw No. 032024, being the cemeteries bylaw, subject to approval by the registrar appointed under the Funeral, Burial and Cremation Services Act, 2002, SO 2002, circa 33. Council also directed staff to submit the revised cemeteries by law, as considered and approved by council, to be approved by the registrar. Pelham Summerfest 2024 Final Report. Council received report #2024-0281 Pelham Summerfest 2024 Final Report for information and approved the clerk to make an application for a special occasion permit for Pelham Summerfest 2025 from Thursday, July 17 to Sunday, July 20, 2025. Staff were directed to bring the necessary festival licensing bylaws for council's consideration at a regular meeting of council in 2025. Council authorized a variance to the Town of Pelham Noise Control Bylaw 4454, 2022, for the purpose of facilitating the Summerfest musical venues from 4 p.m. Friday, July 18, 2025, until 1 a.m. on Sunday, July 20, 2025. Council also authorized the road closures necessary for the Pelham Summerfest event. www.pelhamsummerfest.ca 2024 Summer Chill Series Final Report. Council received report number 20240266-2024 Summer Chill Series Final Report and designated the Pelham Summer Chill Event and Supper Market to be held on Thursdays between June 12 and September 11, 2025, in Peace Park, as a municipally significant event. The clerk was approved to make an application for a special occasion permit for Pelham Summer Chill Supper Market for the 2025 season. Council also approved road closures on Thursday nights from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. between 39 Pelham Town Square and 31 Pelham Town Square. www.pelham.ca/summerchill